Patty. Good morning. It's 6:12, Brock Hunter.
Somebody show me a meme of Nelly, and he's wearing all those Band-Aids underneath his eye all those years. He's like, he finally healed. And he's not wearing it anymore.
He's healed. It's a miracle.
It took a while.
It's a miracle.
What a weird fashion trend to be in,
you
right?
know? Band-Aid. Put this Band-Aid under my eye.
People will wonder what's going on. Anyway.
Hey, we got to get to it. It is, well, actually, real quick, before we do get to it, our buddy Chris Harry, he's out there in the plows getting the roads all taken care of, all the other plow drivers out there getting the job done. We appreciate it. He did say, let everyone know the highway's getting a little slick, a little
pretty wicked
hairy in certain spots. So just take your time. I mean, like you're in a rush to get to work. You don't want to get there any quicker than you've been. Call the boss back.
You have an excuse, for God's sake.
Yeah. Call the boss back. Roads are too bad. I can't come into work. And then just stay home and drink and play video games all day.
And
that's what
I did. The other day fly by me on the highway. And then sure enough, 4 miles down the road, there it is in the ditch.
That's a lesson I hate that we have to say. But just because you have four-wheel drive, you have 4x4, doesn't mean that when it's icy, you can just haul ass down the
thing too, especially a Jeep. Guys with your two-door Jeeps. Yes, okay, we get it. You got four-wheel drive, but that wheelbase is so short.
Oh, so tiny.
Those things spin like tops.
Like tops. Like a dreidel, dreidel, dreidel. Right now.
Dreidel, dreidel. There you go.
So just keep that in mind. I know there's I already get angry enough, and there's already enough dumb drivers, but in the wintertime, you see people riding people's asses, just whipping down, like, I get it. You're in a hurry. All right. But you're going to end up in a ditch, man. You are. Mm-hmm. You are. Mm-hmm. So knock it off.
You jerk. Slow down.
Look what you did, you little jerk. All right. Anyway. So, yeah, just be careful out there. And get wherever you're going safely, okay? Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you know what's going to happen? You're going to end up stuck in a ditch, and you're just going to have to listen to us make fun of you. That's what it's going to be.
Laughing as we pass by, slowly.
All right, let's get to it. It's time for your 6 a.m. WTF of the day.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
Okay, let's see. I got drugs and COVID.
Drugs and
drugs or COVID.
You know what? Chicken nugs, not drugs. Let's go with drugs.
You want to go with drugs? All right, here we go. A 37-year-old guy named Brandon Sheak. Brandon. Anyway.
Say that on the radio.
His name's going to give me a trouble. Anyway, Brandon got pulled over last Wednesday in Mankato, Minnesota. Cops found a bag of meth in his sweatpants. And why does a bag of meth sound so aggressive? Like a bag. A bag of meth.
What's a bag of meth smell like? Does it have a smell to it?
Got a sweet smell, sweet aroma.
Does it?
It smells like confectioner's sugar. That's what
Ajax.
I heard. Brandon, though, claimed it was a mix-up. He said the drugs weren't his and the pants weren't either. He said he borrowed the sweatpants from someone else and gave them the person's name, but they knew it was a lie because Brandon is 5'11", and the person he tried to blame it on is 4'1".
Big difference.
I don't think it quite fits. You guys shop in different areas of the store, okay?
4'1"?
Yeah.
Jeez.
That's the first person you thought of, like, that person.
4'1" friend.
Is one of the Oompa Loompas. You know, one of those guys. It's his pants. It's his pants.
The pants don't fit. You must have quit.
Is that how it goes? If he doesn't use that in court, I'm going to be so angry. You should be that guy's lawyer just so you can get in there and be like, if the pants don't fit, you must have quit.
That works, right?
It rhymes, so he can't be guilty.
There's
no way. No way, right? If the meth's not his, he's got to go. I couldn't think of anything else. I'm sad.
He's not a good rapper.
It's not going to work. So anyway, Brandon probably going to jail for his bag of meth and lying about sweatpants. I think a little bit of both. A little bit of both. All right, there you go. That is your 6 a.m. WTF of the day. If the pants don't fit,
you must have quit.
All right, we'll be back.
Brock.